There is less than 1 month to go before college football season officially opens. One of the first big games will feature the Oregon Ducks and LSU Tigers on September 3rd. In the meantime, the head of the NCAA is holding a get-together for a bunch of college presidents, and commentator Frank DeFord is highly skeptical of that meeting.
Next week, at some place in Indianapolis where time has been instructed to stand still, Mark Emmert, president of the NCAA, will convene what is being called, without irony, a retreat. Assembled will be about 50 college presidents, pledged, it seems, to make sure that college athletics continue to remain firmly in the past in the antiquated amateur hours. The avowed purpose is about, quote, protecting and enhancing the integrity of intercollegiate athletics, which is the equivalent, say, of upholding the gold standard of the government of Somalia. Will there be just one president among the 70 with the courage to suggest that the empire has no wardrobe, that it just doesn't work anymore? Emmert should certainly know. Both colleges whose presidential mansions he graced, LSU and the University of Washington, have been punished by the NCAA. But, of course, so will many of the presidents be coming from athletically convicted campuses. It's certainly worth highlighting that the two prime incumbent NCAA champions, Auburn in football, UConn in basketball, are both current offenders. UConn convicted, Auburn already a serial cheat under investigation once again. If the retreat would only admit that the reason integrity has flown the coop is because it is impossible to maintain the fiction that billion-dollar entertainment industries, which is what ticket sales, concessions, and TV contracts make college football and basketball to be, simply cannot logically exist when everybody is making money but the entertainers themselves. Never mind fairness. It's against human nature. The system obliges hypocrisy and mandates deceit. Yet a stated purpose of the retreat is to maintain amateurism, even as more and more observers and insiders, including coaches, have changed their minds and concluded that the NCAA must acknowledge that the 19th century really did end some time ago. The NCAA claims that amateurism equates to purity. That's a canard. There is simply no proof of that. Otherwise, we would have amateur musicians, painters, and writers, and art would flourish pristine as never before. The NCAA's stated defense for athletic penury is, quote, student athletes should be protected from exploitation. Hear, hear! But right now, it's the NCAA member colleges which exploit football and basketball players. Would there be just one president at the retreat who would speak the truth and acknowledge that the only true reason for amateurism in big-time college sport is because it allows colleges to get something for free with which to amuse the paying students and fleece the wealthy alumni?
Commentator Frank DeFord. He joins us each week from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.